And he came in and he spoke with a very northern accent, a Yankee accent. And so we got him to, he came over to visit us one time. And so late in the afternoon, got time for supper. And so I, Caleb. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Sure. Yeah, be fine. I don't think he's going to pay up. He wanted to be big. So,
But my daddy was 6'6".
Yeah,
so
he
was a
big man. Yeah. He's about as
big as 6'6". Yeah. Talking about my dad, like, I guess when you leave home, that's what.
Yeah.
Okay.
Appreciate
it. Appreciate
coming by.
Now, in the county here, besides cotton you raise?
Soybeans, cattle, wheat.
And they raise over near Collindale, they raise?
Rice. They have a lot of rice, and there are some truck crops. I have raised 8 or 10 acres of watermelon a year. I got tired of fooling with them, so had to pick up all of them, and labor got kind of scarce, and it got down to me and two little boys. And so I quit fooling with them. I wasn't making money out of them anyway.
Yeah.
But
what kind of melons do you raise? Do you get those yellow
meat melons? I have had some, but mostly, that was sort of a gimmick. Most people want to cut up open a watermelon and see a red flesh watermelon. They don't want to see something look like a cantaloupe looking at them. And it was all right, I don't think anybody would put his whole crop in a yellow meat watermelon. Unless he had them sold in the van.
Did you ever hear of folks raising illegal beverages, that non-taxpayer beverages?
Matter of fact, I walked up on a still on my own plate, and I don't know, man. It must be 15 years ago now. Man that was living on the north part of the place came in here, and told me he found a still across the levee in the woods. The water had been up in the river and actually was up against the levee. This scene, I think what happened, it ran this bootlegger off of one of the islands in the river when the water got high, and he moved his barrels and his mash and all of his equipment in by boat and got on a ridge that was exposed between the levee and the river. Now, in other words, water was next to the levee, and of course, water was in the river, but there was a dry ridge in between.
Yeah.
And he got on that ridge and set up his deal and went on cooking. And he had to leave it, as I understand it, for a certain length of time. I've never made any bootleg whiskey, but I understand it is a time it have to come off. And you can't rush it, you just got to go on and let it do its thing. So he was stuck there, either destroy it or run the risk of being caught. And this man that lives on the place saw it over there and came on and told us, and we actually notified the authorities and set up a watch on that thing and caught one old man coming over in there. He was not the owner, he was not really responsible, he was just working for somebody else, and he's the one who got caught. But there was 11 55-gallon drums of mash over there, which is a pretty good-sized operation. And the water just happened to go down over here too quick for him where we could walk back there. But he was just over there in the woods. And of course, I have seen some of the people living on the place, some of the niggers,